Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. With war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program tonight, formerly Watchman Chronicles. My name is Thomas Gambell. I'm the host of the show, brought to you by RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Revelation Radio Network, coming at you this afternoon. On a Monday, the 10th of February, and welcome. Family, you know, today, people are trying to find a way to get out of this. The reality that we're in a conspiracy is surfacing. And you know who's surfacing all of a sudden this knowledge that we're in a conspiracy? That a new world order is upon us, etc., etc. The very ones perpetrating this agenda and this conspiracy for hundreds of years passed down through family generations until today, in the current time, are the ones letting us know that there's a conspiracy. They're the ones controlling it. However, they are required to by God. But they're required to by their own agenda. They're just plainly required to from many, many different aspects to let you know what they're doing. But the one thing that's different today, the past 10 years, and certainly in the past month even, is the massive amount of truth that's been coming out of the news. Knights of Malta are named. Freemasons are being identified. The Vatican is taking a lot of hits, as they're planning to do. They're the ones bringing it out. There's no real truth tellers. Assange and Snowden, nah. Not at all. They're CIA. NSA. Whatever A it is, they are. A lot of the international so-called truth tellers are not at all. They're created, designed, allowed to tell a certain amount of truth. Once they got you, then they take the misleading part. For example, Snowden, it's almost surreal how they played this like they were tracking Santa Claus. Snowden, he's supposed to get on a plane going, oh, he's not there. The seat was empty. And it hits all the news that shows the empty seat that he's supposed to take. Snowden wasn't there. It's the worst Snowden at. He's hiding. Super secret. Off the grid. All this silly mess. And so he somehow finds his way to Russia as if he's protected by the Russians. Oh, man. Will people ever learn? The reality is, what's surreal is this international news is played in all the major news, and even the ABC, NBC, all these guys are following along with all this drama as if it's real. It's not real at all. When the CIA, FBI, NSA, KGB, FSN, name them, Mossad, BND, which is a Germany intelligence group, DGSC, Delta Golf, Sierra Echo, out of France is intelligence group, British intelligence, MI5, MI6, and CIS, SIS, the Communist Party headquarters, the Interpol, Europol, oh heck, MAPOL, whatever, drug cartels, mafia, organized crime, FEMA, Secret Services of Pakistan, probably some I haven't even named yet. Listen, they all work together. They trade information like you would the salt and pepper when someone asks you for it. The lower levels that work for these groups don't have a clue. Highest level, they pass information, technology, everything they need to set up the New World Order. In step by step, stage by stage. They all work together. Larry McDonald, whom I'll talk about later on tomorrow, but Larry McDonald, a real truth teller, was murdered when Russia took down his plane. He was driving actually a commercial jet, 00K, Kilo Alpha Lingo, Lima, KAL-007 flight. I always wondered if they didn't name that flight specifically for Larry McDonald. You can listen to his interview, guest appearance on Crossfire in 1980s with Tom Braden, a Knights of Malta, another wacko named Pat Buchanan, another Knights of Malta, and a high priest in the Luciferian Order, Pat Buchanan. Like Bill Bob Clinton, they're nothing more than Luciferians. Like Bush, Reagan, Nixon, Obama, the whole lot of them are nothing but Luciferians, kowtowing to the Vatican, who kowtows to Illuminati, that are German and Italian Illuminati, insiders, who's nothing more than slaves of the fallen angels. No such thing as aliens. They don't exist. Ascended masters. They don't exist. They're fallen angels. Demonic is what they are. And they lose. But let's go back up. All these agencies work for each other. So Larry McDonald was exposing the Illuminati way before they wanted to be exposed. The John Birch Society was a Jesuit organization. Like the Tea Party is a Council of National Policy. Another Illuminati member, but a different faction with the Republicans. Democrats have got their own evil stuck with it. Republicans got their evil stuck with it. They've got it covered with the Libertarians, with the Rosicrucian named Ron Paul family. They got it covered by secret societies. And they lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. All of them are Luciferian. Every single one of them. Not one of them, not one, is good. Not one. Any coup that may take place in the United States, if it really does, and only be the fifth attempt, by the way, whoever wins in the coup, whether they have a white hat, Knights of Malta take over or whatever. Whatever they pull off. Doesn't make any difference who or what. It will be just another evil government to placate the American public again. Larry McDonald was on a commercial airline, and he was exposing, especially on that interview with Crossfire, who, with Tom Braden, Knights of Malta, and Pat Buchanan, Knights of Malta, just like General Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner, Oliver North. Look it up, Knights of Malta. Family, their allegiance goes to the Vatican. The Vatican is controlled by the Illuminati. Do the math on that. They crossfire him. He fends them off very well. But that's 1980s. He is exposing the Illuminati through the John Birch Society, which was Jesuit. But see, they form like Alex Jones and the rest of them. They bring good truth tellers on to ferret them out, identify them, and then if they're not controllable, then they're killed. Bill Cooper, Senator Schaefer, Russo, good examples. So the reason Assange is living, and the reason that Snowden is living, is because they work for the CIA, NSA, or whatever, to give you 80% truth, mislead you with 20% lies. Snowden's assignment was to tell us NSA material that we already know anyway, and then he took off on his assignment, and that was to talk about the UFO lie. That's getting ready to happen. They're fallen angels. They're not aliens or ascended masters. That's coming, family. It's coming. That's their role in this truth-telling setup. Well, Larry McDonald wasn't backing down. So the Russians took it down with a missile. Oops, we made a mistake. We thought it was a spy plane. Oh, sorry. Point is, Russian, KGB, CIA work together like brothers at the highest level. We would have told them where the plane's going and leaving and so forth, and the Russians would have taken them down. They worked together. We provided Russia with the specifications of a glycerol factory in 1966. Casey, whatever his name is, CIA, allowed to sell specifications for a glycerol factory to Russia in 1966 in order for Russia to provide glycerol to the VC. And the glycerol that the VC used was detonator for booby traps, which accounted for 50% of the 58,000 deaths in Vietnam. I'd say it's pretty significant. And we, as Illuminati, our government, Illuminati, nothing more than servants of the Vatican, because we're still a colony of England, by the way, owned by the Vatican, IMF, and China by now. We provide the specifications for that glycerol factory to Russia and other equipment, according to Anthony Sutton, Tragedy and Hope. Yeah. Korea is another horror story. You see, the point is, there's no Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. It's a secret society agenda of murder, mayhem, and just plain disease. As a matter of fact, and it is a fact, that would be a matter of fact, wouldn't it? The Great White Brotherhood, they call themselves, when they have total control of the world government, they don't have total control yet, but when they do, according to their planning process, they will execute all Masons and secret society members that know too much. And all those below will die, quote, as if by some illness, unquote. They will eliminate all secret society members. It's going to happen. It's not speculation. It's not drama. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you what they're going to do. Because in their planning process, they won't need you anymore. The only thing you can hope to do is stay alive, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and renounce the blood oath of the Freemasons. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Everything you said in that Freemasons initiation, as a degree holder, you renounce it to God, you might live. Otherwise, you're going to die two deaths, one physical and one spiritual. If your family is born again, if your wife or husband, whatever, is a born-again Christian, you'll never see them for all eternity ever again. They'll be in heaven, you'll be in hell. And that's a promise. God said so. If you don't repent of that oath, get out of those secret societies. Family, this is serious business that's going on today because they've targeted the military since 1950. And they knew it was going to take them a generation, maybe two, to eliminate the U.S. military. And that's from within our own government. Joint Chief of Staff included. Traitors, every single one of them. Because they belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in the United States. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Lord, we thank you tonight that we're able to come together in this broadcast on Revelation Radio. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, died on a cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible, your Holy Word, brought to us, Father, that we'll know more about you. And Father, gives us a message of the good gospel. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. It keeps us all connected. And Lord, through baptism, Holy Spirit, you pass on the gifts. That Father, we can handle divine appointments and spread the gospel, the true word of God. And about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We pray for returning servicemen that's coming back, Lord, that you render null and void the microchip effects, the vaccinations they have in their body, that, Lord, that you'll take the voices out of their heads, the voices to skull, that they're using technology. That, Father, you'll silence those voices. You'll destroy the technology. And, Father, to set up divine appointments for those returning, that they'll meet family or friends or strangers, whatever, that, Father, is going to lead them to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for an awakening, a spiritual awakening of our country. Father of the world, that those that seek Jesus, that Father will see through the deception of this lie about aliens, this lie about this New Age theology, that Father will spread the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to wake people up with discernment and wisdom to see through these lies and deception. And Father, to wake up the churches, that they'll seek the true word of God in the King James Bible. That Father, they'll stay away from the heresies, the corrupted theologies that's going around, that Lord, that wherever there's two or more gathered, that's the church. And Father, to lead us with your wisdom and discernment about the end times events. We can see through the false deception of how they're deceiving us of the end times. This Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, they've been attacking our U.S. military since 1950. They made sure the communists stayed into power, the Jesuits, the Vatican did, and the Illuminati, using our own military. They made sure the communists stayed in power in China during the Korean War. The president ordered the 7th Fleet to blockade Chiang Kai-shek out of Taiwan and Formosa, to blockade his advance from Formosa into Red China of 500,000 men. They used the 7th Fleet to blockade him, double-crossed him, so they could not take over Red China, because Red China was to be used today. Red China, thanks to Carter, as he planned, well, directed the plan, to bring China into Panama Canal in the 70s, setting up with that treaty. So by the U.S. pulling out, left a vacuum, as planned, because of dialectic, so the Chinese could move into Panama, give them a foothold in the North American continent, to then, by the next 20 years, to build bases in Mexico, and then start setting up the foreign trade zones that's already here to the tune of 257 that Ron Paul and all the rest of them failed to mention, which they know all about it because they're Rosicrucians. They're liars. Treason has been from within. Chinagate with Clinton, Carter, Chinagate, 1990s. Carter, peanut farmer. You know who he is, right? Another globalist, a Luciferian. He's not a Christian. A Luciferian. And he came up with Global 2000 report, an agenda that provided continuity of the depopulation plan of NSSM 200 by Kissinger and Haig. Two other Luciferians. One's dead, one's still living. Carter then forwarded the plan of depopulation, worldwide murder, with Global 2000. Worked with Clinton to set up the Chinese for a silent invasion so you wouldn't know about it. Look up Chinagate. Look up Reagangate, Contra, all that mess, at Giafrida, FEMA. Families all connected together. And they've targeted the military immensely. It began in Vietnam, actually Korea, but the actual attacks began in Vietnam. Agent Orange, to make sure they got cancer with Agent Orange. They're using Agent Orange today in our own food, by the way, with providing the glycerol for the glycerol, the specification for the glycerol factory to make sure our troops were dismembered and hurt by our own government, working with the Vatican and the Russians, working together. You understand what I'm saying here? Family, this is a Luciferian agenda with secret societies as the little workhorses. This is what's really going on today. The Gulf War, the same thing. Every single war. The Gulf War syndrome was a laboratory-made virus, partially. Anthrax vaccinations to target our troops. Don't ask, don't tell policy, 1990, was designed to divide and separate. Very clever it was by Clinton. And either Bush, and they knew that Obama would be president. There's no question about that. The presidents are always appointed. Never elected. Elections process is not even significant. It's made to placate the American public, to really let them think, believe they're electing a president, but they don't. They're always appointed. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Because these are all facts. Feeney, a computer specialist, in testimony, confirmed election results are manipulated by a computer program. Before that, they just miscounted and lied on purpose. Family, we're in a Luciferian agenda. The socialist government goes back to May the 1st, 1776, and always has been in place. Secret societies believe they're going to be the next saints of the new evolution of mankind. I guess it's like playing musical chairs. Which generation that lives is the ones that will do it? Because I haven't seen any Masons come back from the dead yet. So are they going to just all of a sudden pop up there, Freemasons? Your feather brothers and sisters and Eastern Star, are they going to disappear? In the next evolution of mankind, the next nexus? No, they're lying to you. They're going to take you to hell. You got to get out of the Freemasons. Renounce that blood oath and get out of there. Otherwise, you've cursed your family. 4 generations. It's like messing with a Ouija board. It's no different and exactly the same. And you curse your generation, 4 of them. 4 generations are cursed. I'm talking this week. My Bible studies, my broadcast on watchmenforjesus.com, 4 to 6, my Bible studies, 7:30 to 9, about breaking generational curses and how to deal with spiritual warfare. Family, that's what it's going to come down to. When you see the Nephilim, and they're now, oh, that's right. They're starting to talk about now, about skinwalkers. Now, the skinwalkers, you'll find this, they're going to start bringing it up now. But the skinwalkers of the American Plains before the, around the 12th century and before, Indians were here first, by the way. Indians and Mexicans. Yeah, yeah. Offspring of Shem. Yeah. That's right. Anyway, skinwalkers were 12 to 15 foot giants like Goliath, full bodied, super strong, could outrun buffalo, pick one up, meet him on the way. The myths are not myths, they're true. The Indians had to contend with them before the white man came in the 1400s. They killed the last few, I don't know what years it were, but before 1400s. And they still had some left of these giant skinwalkers, which were hybrids of the fallen angels and the daughters of men. The same thing before the flood was also after the flood. Your government, European government, in deep underground military bases have been bringing these Nephilim up, and they're there now. In deep underground military bases, anxious and eager to get out of there and come on the surface again. What do you think the fracking is all about? What do you think the sinkholes, opening up holes in the ground for? Entrances to the North and South Pole, melting away the ice with harp. So the Nephilim can come out when God lifts his protective hedge. I don't know if people caught what I've said, but it's coming. Well, family, in the meantime, they got to soften things up a little bit because each layer of knowledge gets less and less as you go along. What I mean is, at the very highest level, they know the whole story. Then as you go different levels down of secret societies or positions in power, they know less and less about the agenda, what they're really working for. If you're not a member of the secret society, you're not going to know anything. This is what's going on today. In the meantime, they're letting you know you're in tyrannical government. Save your gold, save your silver, do this, do that. Get freeze-dried food. Get all the weapons you can get. Well, I believe in home protection. I believe in maintaining firearms and all that. Protection of home and break-ins and all this. But family, you're going to run out of bullets. You're going to run out of food. You're going to run out of time. FEMA camps won't be there long. They don't intend on keeping and feeding people. They're going to disassemble their molecules with these technology, kind of like microwaves, if you will, that disassembles molecules. Well, they have guillotines. Yep, the guillotines for shock factor. They'll take 10 people out, cut the heads off. Now, who's next? That's for shock factor. So you'll take the mark of the beast and renounce Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. The guillotines, televised maybe or whatever, is a shock factor. Because they have these chambers of sort that disassembles molecules. Oh, they went way past the ovens that Auschwitz had to burn to cremate people. They got technology today. Y'all follow me here? I'm trying to raise the awareness that your hope is through spiritual warfare. To let you know this is real. And what tells me that we're close is what I was talking about just a while ago. Is all of a sudden we're hearing all this truth now coming out just out of the yin-yang, man, just out of the woodwork. Truth is popping up everywhere. And the only time they tell the truth, one's when they're directed to, of course, but when they feel they've got total control, they're not going to hide it any longer. They're going to come right out with it. Those like Larry McDonald, Bill Cooper, Russo, they were telling the truth. JFK, Martin Luther King, Smedley Butler. They were telling the truth, but too soon. McKinley. Definitely Lincoln. Along the way, God has put certain people in position of power. Or took the evil and turned it over to power lust. Whatever, God is ahead of them anyway. To thwart their plans to delay. Notice the word delay. Just long enough. For the ones that's going to take Jesus as Savior, he's given them time. Like Abraham was praying for to find, to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. He had family there, you know. And God said, show me 50 righteous men. Show me 40. Show me 30. Show me 20. Show me 10. Couldn't show him one. Okay, because he got already knew that. He gave Abraham, the first Jew, he gave Abraham the opportunity to find out for himself. Couldn't. Not there. Okay. Get him out of there. And hell rained down upon Sodom and Gomorrah. That's coming, you see. Because when you start doing the homosexual marriages by law, taking down the Ten Commandments by decision and mandate, God keeps pulling further and further away. Now, we're certainly not Great Babylon. Nathan Leal is wrong. Carl Gallup is wrong. We're not in the sixth trumpet. No stretch of imagination. They are dead wrong. However, Israel is the daughter of Babylon. And the daughter of Babylon, Israel, the fake Jews there, will sign. Hagee should know this. I don't know why he doesn't know this. But those blood moons are also debunked. No such thing as blood moons in this. It's not part of this. In any case, the daughter of Babylon, why? Because Israel confirms a peace covenant with the fallen angel, with Antichrist. That's a slap in God's face. That's the first seal. Hadn't happened yet. Now they're going to have a fake Armageddon. They're going to have a fake Antichrist. They're going to have a fake signed peace covenant. That's why they're trying to get people to believe we're already in the tribulation, almost over with, to bring on the fallen angel in the name of Sananda Emmanuel. Sananda Emmanuel is the fallen angel that will come as the real false prophet. That's yet to happen. Now, I should mention before I move on here that this one, and you can look him up right now if you'd like, S-A-N-A-N-D-A. Sananda Emmanuel, who is a fallen angel, or a ascended master, they call him, or a alien, which there's no such thing as aliens or ascended masters. These are fallen angels, and they're headed to hell. But nevertheless, look him up right now and tell me who he looks like. He's the false Christ, and the Bible does name the false Christ. Many do claim. So this one named Sananda is Yeshua and Jeshua. That's why the Hebrew Roots movement and the Sacred Name movement wants to get people accustomed to say Yeshua and Jeshua. You see, is your false Christ. The real Jesus, his name is Jesus. Each country, when they translate the King James Bible, will have Jesus in their name, in their language. Asu is in Cantonese, and English is Jesus, and maybe in Hebrew is Yeshua. But it's of one Bible. There's only one Bible that's a true word of God, and that's King James Bible. So when you study both sides, you find out that God's already told us what's going to happen through the book of Revelation, Isaiah, Jeremiah. And then you see what the enemy's planning. You clearly see the whole picture. And if you look up Sanan Emmanuel, he is your fake Jesus, because that's who he exactly looks like. You see, Jesus has bronze skin. Jesus has hair of like wool. Short hair. Not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Christian identity. Hebrew Roots Movement. Sacred Name Movement. Arnold Murray. Herbert Armstrong. James Dobson. Your Council of National Policy. These are all connected. Westboro Baptist Church. All these groups are connected to the same movements. You will find. Phelps, a whole doggone lot of them. Family, Jesus is coming back on his own. He don't need any help. He don't need any help trying to rebuild. He's going to do it himself. He's going to come back in Armageddon. The transhumanized army of 200 million will be defeated after seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. 7 years of tribulation. Not eight, 7 years. Family, they're trying to fool you with this alien disclosure of fake Jesus named Sanan Emmanuel. This is their trick. And you'll find right now, if you look it up, Sanan Emmanuel is calling himself Yeshua, downplaying the name of Jesus, but upgrading to the name of Yeshua and Jeshua. You'll find that also in their planning process. And that's the enemy. When God removes his church, then they put their planning into effect. Excuse me. It's quite amazing what's going on today. Well, in the meantime, heading toward that day, the secret societies have identified, targeted our military, our law enforcement, and our way of government. And heading toward the North American Union. The way they've targeted the law enforcement is they have started training up to 175,000 felons. These 175,000 plus felons are part of the multi-jurisdictional task force, and FinCEN. They're trained in Christian identity. They're trained Blackwater. And they're being assigned to private security positions, awaiting the day that they federalize private security, thereby making them federal law enforcement immediately. And regular police officers will be detained, executed, as will felons that do not join the New World Order. This is what these suckers plan. So if you have a partner that's a Freemason, you better start witness to him now. Because you can't trust him. Because they are obedient to that blood oath. They're not obedient to you. Witness to him about the love of Jesus and get him out of there and renounce that blood oath. Now this false prophet is Sanan Emmanuel, who looks just like Jesus Christ, and the one we think is Jesus is not. Sanan Emmanuel is his name. Nobody knows the name of the Antichrist, but we know that the name is going to be Maitreya, which is a generic name. Nobody knows who he really is, whether it's St. Clair, whether it's out of the Middle East, it's certainly not Obama. But you're going to have a fake Antichrist, a fake false prophet, and a fake everything, and the fake tribulations. They're already trying to do that now to fool even the very elect. So nobody knows right now who the Antichrist is yet. Because that's when it starts. Not a blood moon, not any other way, except the falling away and the man of sins revealed. And we don't know who that is. As a matter of fact, a lot of this is in the Bible. The Ashtar command is where Sananda comes from. Ashtar. You'll find it Ashtaroth in the Bible. Isn't that something? Now, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to hide this connection I've just given you. They're going to try to save that for a shock factor. Because people will see this one named Sananda and will identify him as Jesus. And then they'll say Jesus is an alien. And then they'll say that Queen Elizabeth's bloodline is the offspring of this one named Sananda and some woman they want to coin as Mary Magdalene, because Queen Elizabeth II and their bloodline actually believe that they're in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, and it's not true. However, they could very well be in the bloodline of Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel. Call disclosure. So the man of sin, the actual Antichrist, will not be revealed until this next crisis, whatever it's going to be. And then Israel signs a peace covenant, confirms a peace covenant with this one man that will bring peace to everyone. That's the first seal. Who is he? We don't know yet. But we know the false prophet is Sananda Manuel, though. We know that. And he looks just like Jesus. So the Antichrist won't be Jesus. He'll be someone else, a human, whose body will be taken at the mid-tribulation, at the abomination of desolation, by Satan himself. That means he's got to be a part of the royal family in some way. He's got to have the same DNA of a fallen angel and mankind. What people aren't doing is connecting all these dots. Now, if you go ahead and connect the dots, do the research, you'll find it. But I'm telling you right now, this is what they're trying to hide so nobody can connect these dots. And they talk about this, the disclosure, Day of Declaration, Benjamin Krem, New Age movement. There's going to be a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church as well. The Catholic Church will change its flavor. That's what Francis is all about, and the three popes. Francis is the white pope. Adolfo Nicholas is the black pope, the murderer. And Pepe Orsini. Orsini is the Italian Illuminati insiders that controls the Vatican, called the gray pope. Now, I've thrown a lot of stuff at y'all. Now, if you find this, if you go ahead and research this, you'll find this to be true. All this I'm told is true. All you got to do is just connect the dots. Well, family, in one way, in trying to attack the U.S. military, I'll tell you specifically, was our engineering to defeat or a neutral stand in Korea, was engineered by the Jesuits. 7th Fleet blockaded Chiang Kai-shek to make sure the free Chinese didn't take China to set up for the fake Cold War. Then fast forward into Vietnam, where the French failed to secure it for the Vatican. So they brought in Americans. To make sure we didn't win anything, they made sure we couldn't go certain places. Agent Orange to start the cancer. The specifications of glycerol factory to Russia. So the Russians provided glycerol to the VC. Is all set up to bring the drugs in from Vietnam, South America, to infiltrate into America by the CIA. Bringing the drugs in. Oh, yeah. The anti-war demonstrations were pre-planned, Tavistock, to kill morale, to divide America. The civil rights movement was planned at least 2 centuries before. And actually, Martin Luther King figured out that we were betrayed by both the Democrat and Republican parties. He moved away from civil rights workers, as evidenced by a speech. He distanced himself from Jesse Jackson and the rest of them. He moved away from the Boulay Society, the Freemasons. He started bringing people together. That's why the government killed Martin Luther King. Malcolm X didn't cooperate with them either. They murdered him, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, on their own to try to make things better. And the government, Jesuits, Freemasons, CIA killed all 4 of them. Long story short. Then Nixon was setting up his own through the Vatican. Another military takeover planned in 1972-74. That liar, working with Reagan, another one. In 1972, Nixon signed the Executive Order 11647. Look it up. It effectively turns the United States into a Balkan-type state. 10 regions, 5 states each. Assigned one regional UN regional administrator and one governor. In preparation for his military takeover, when he was going to use General Cushman, and him, we were friends when General Cushman worked for the CIA, to use Marines to surround D.C. and take it over. Actually, you had a division that's getting ready to happen today, but they're going to use Chinese and Russian troops, though. But back in 72-74, Nixon had balkanized America with 3 executive orders. 11647, 11731, and 11495 to set up a dictatorship. Actually, FDR, another liar, had already set that up. He had planned a dictatorship in America. I got a direct quote from FDR, March 4th, 1939, saying exactly those words behind closed doors in front of 3 congressional committees. He confirms he was playing a dictatorship of the United States, and to hell with American people. I got a direct quote from him given to William G. Carr in 1950s when he wrote the book Red Fog Over America. He includes that statement, that quote, that was witnessed by 3 congressional committees, of which one member was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N. Family, not one of them had been good. Not a one. They've all been secret society members and bloodline. Now, fast forward. Back up. Nixon failed, of course. They're going to kill Agnew, assassinate him with a unit from LAPD. This is evidenced. Glass House Tapes, Lewis Tackwood, 1973. You connect the dots. Schlesinger, I found out, even was trying to think about how to move the 82nd Airborne into D.C. in 73 to counterbalance the Marines if Nixon had pulled this off. Found that separately. Nixon had planned a military coup. But it wasn't just his planning. He was following directions of his masters of Vatican. Y'all see what's going on? Y'all been lied to. About secret societies. Get out of there. C So the Trilateral Commission was formed in 73, 74, 75. General Michael Aquino of the Pentagon invoked the Prince of Darkness in the third phase of the New Age movement in 1975. Then the setup began in 1978. Carter the Peanut Farmer, Luciferian, had made arrangements as directed, set the necessary conditions of a treaty by the U.S. pulling out of Panama Canal by design would allow the Chinese to take over the Panama Canal, just fill the vacuum left by America pulling out. And that was to allow the Chinese to start building military bases in South America, Panama, and Mexico in preparation for an invasion that's supposed to take place in 1999. The trigger point was supposed to take place in Kosovo between June and December of 1999. Y2K was a part of it. Guess what? It failed to happen. God's in control. They're not. So God has given us all kinds of time putting these people off as they've been targeting our own military, setting up these plans of New World Order that's been thwarted all along by God. Making the right moves, way ahead of them. What are they going to learn? I guess maybe the tribulations. Oliver North, Knights of Malta, Giafrida, FEMA, Reagan, 83-84. We're talking about continuity of government in a time of national disaster. Set of plans, that's what FEMA. Oh, and by the way, the regional plan for FEMA, you'll find it, FEMA Transition 2009, encompassed Executive Order 11647 of Nixon's failure. They just brought it over and put it in FEMA. That's all they did. Isn't that amazing how all this works? Because that's what they're planning, but they're going to fail. That's why I try to do my broadcast, try to connect the dots, and then other people can do your own research. But Operation Northwoods didn't transpire. 1999. Wesley Clark is known as a man who tried to start World War III, and Major General Michael Jackson of the Brits refused an order by Wesley Clark, Powderpuff Clark, Rhodes Scholar, Powderpuff, an order that would have started World War III. Michael Jackson of a general, Michael Jackson, general of a British mechanized unit, refused an order to block the Spetsnaz rushing to Pristina Airport in June 99. He refused an order to blockade them. Clark is known as the one to try to start World War III. He pretends to be a patriot. He's not at all. The same as General Boykin, Jerry Boykin. They're all Knights of Malta. Like Rick Warren, Rick Joyner, the whole lot of them. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one you can trust. Only Jesus. And Jesus is not about religion. All religion is false. Every single religion, Christianity is one of the worst. You've got Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness. You've got different churches with different doctrine. You've got Presbyterian, Methodist, but and they all got different doctrine. Hinduism, Buddhism, all religion is bunk. All religion. Jesus Christ is not about religion. The wheat and the tares are those who accept Jesus Christ as Savior. And the tares are those who reject. That's it. And you've got Christians that call themselves Christians. They ain't going to make it. says so in the Bible. So you can't call yourself a Christian, like Constantine, who was pagan, and say, well, I'm a Christian, I'm going to go to heaven. Don't work that way. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about it. It says, and I think this is necessary to mention, very important to mention, it says in Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then, he says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, who's he talking to? He's talking to those that believe themselves to be Christian, but they've done miracles, but it's not been through God. They've been lied to with a different God in the occult, placated. Family, get out of religion. Christianity is so corrupted, infiltrated, you can't even call it Christian at all. It's those that take Jesus as their personal Savior, renounce their sins, and depend on the Holy Spirit, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. And those who reject Him are the tares. Those who accept Him are the wheat. That's it. No religion. Because many of themselves that call themselves Christian ain't going to make it. They're not going to make it. So religion doesn't get it to you. Going to church every day don't get it to you. Going to church every Sunday don't get it for you. It's what you do. It's about taking that, making that decision. Now, family, it's very important because right now what we're in is a practice session. This is practice right now in our lives until the next crisis hits America. And they're going to focus, my opinion here, they're going to focus on the Bible Belt first and work out. The Russians are already here. They've been here for a long time. Chinese are already positioned deep underground military bases. You have 257 foreign trade zones. And Ron Paul, who's a Rosicrucian, ain't saying a word about it because he's one of them. Just another secret society member out of Princeton. You can't trust one of them. They're going to use FEMA, so they'll have to have a disaster of some sort to institute Nixon's plan that was formulated inside the FEMA transition. Of 10 regions, 5 states each. Heck, it goes back to February 1972. Nothing new under the sun. They just carried it forward. Continuity of government in case of a disaster. They're waiting for the right crisis, and this will hit, and they'll do it in one day. It'll all take place. Family, you can talk about gold all you want, freeze-dried food, silver, investments, all that stuff, this, that, and the other. I'm a sovereign citizen. There's no Constitution. The Constitution was eliminated in 1938. And even when it was in effect, it was never meant to be in effect. If JFK knew this, Martin Luther King knew that both parties worked together. Today you got judges that are Freemasons or Knights of Malta or warlocks, literally, on the bench. They're under a blood oath not to tell the secrets. You see, family, they lose. They've actually already lost. But judgment is coming upon this United States. The Lord has been extremely patient We've had slaves since 1712. You say, well, got rid of slaves in the Civil War. No, he didn't. Had slaves from 1875, 1865, all the way to 1965. And then the Indians. Well, you did. What did we do to them? Wounded knee? You got to be kidding me. And today we got white slavery. A million kids are missing every year. CIA knows where they are. They use them for sacrifices, satanic rituals. Child Protective Service picks them up. CIA distributes them. Senator Schaefer is on her tail, too. That's why they murdered her. It looked like a murder-suicide. Family, do y'all see what I'm talking about here? How deep this goes? I know I've been shotgunning you with all this, and it's on archives, so if you need to go back, you can do it. But family, do the research on this. Do your praying. Get closer to God instead of trying to shill or, what do they call it, shill or troll or, I don't know, whatever these internet names are. Trying to support some religion or support some human preacher or pastor or rabbi or pope or bishop or cardinal. Blue Jay, whatever. Don't make a difference. Everybody's trying to protect something human for nothing. It's about protecting Jesus. Meaning protecting his word, getting his word out. And you may have to witness to your preacher because they may not know Jesus. May preach him, but I bet you don't know him. There's a difference there. Family, the religion, baloney. It's been designed that way. Now, our military has been targeted, and slowly, but effectively, and consistently, have been put in degraded status. Bringing women to frontline units, Panetta lifted the ban. In June of last year, it was planned in 1977-78, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And it took them, what, 77, 87, almost 30 years to finally come around to her plan to bring women to frontline units. And that, in fact, worked perfectly because they knew it would degrade the military services and cause division. That was the whole purpose all along. Caused division among those officers disagreeing and those agreeing. Knowing that women will not be able to keep up physically. They had to lower the standards. They said, oh, we got to lower the standards. They're failing. Oh, sexual assaults. They already knew all this, family. That's the point. Then Billy Bob Clinton, bringing homosexuals in, don't ask, don't tell. For what reason? Well, the reason was, whether it's going to be Bush or Obama, when they were appointed as president, not elected, but appointed, to then say, now it's okay now to come out of the closet, knowing very well it would cause division, no pun intended necessarily, but in the showers. And it worked perfectly. It's always been this case of trying to reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military. And the suicides, if you go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I have a study there that I provide evidence, preponderance of the evidence, of course, of how the suicides, 22 per day, are being orchestrated. You have 22 suicides per day. And my contention is that's being orchestrated, induced by these septal implants. And by the way, you have 7,800 military personnel in the class lawsuit suing the DOD and CIA for septal nose, septal implants of Verichips in their noses. The technology of the Verichip goes back to 1973. They're able to tap into your soul, into your energy, into your body with the septal implants. The technology was developed 1973, coercive behavior modification techniques with offenders. In a study, Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel, Dr. Ralph Schwetzebel out of Harvard, is a forerunner of the mark of the beast, the microchip they're going to make into a tattoo. That's the mark of the beast. Mankind has been set up for the mark of the beast since the day, the first day from Nimrod, they had currency. And now he has technology. It's come of age. This is a long-term plan, to say the least. I think the SDA say the mark of the beast is a Sunday worship. That's absolute total nonsense. They got other names for the mark of the beast, but it's that microchip. But it's only part of the program of the Antichrist. So another little step they've taken in the past week or so was a newspaper that's usually has been used in military bases. I was a Marine for 12 years. And they have a newspaper. We had Marine Corps Times that we would get good information about what's going on in the service and the Marine Corps and so forth. Well, now they're trying to take it away. Little by little, they're closing the gap. This is how they do it. Oh, back to the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast must be by free will. That's the tricky part about it. The implants is to get you there. Mind control. And so forth. And it's technology. Look up coercive behavior modification techniques. Ingraham, Ingraham, Jose Delgado, Buterich, and Schwetzebel out of Harvard. Sounds like something you'd eat at a German restaurant, don't it? Look those up, and it'll give you an idea what the mark of the beast is going to look like. And they've been doing this for a long time, setting this thing up. Schwetzebel, SCH, WITZGEBEL, Schwetzebel, out of Harvard, Dr. Ralph, and his twin brother was Robert. Twin brothers, double trouble, I bet they called their mama. You know, in that same study in 1973, in that same study when they're discussing it, there's a National Security Agency computer specialist that actually proposed attaching a miniature electronic tracking device to 20 million Americans using this technology. How about that? Well, Fallon, we got one more hour to go in this program. And what I'm trying to do is show you what's really going on in the background. What's really happening. Because we're not being told the truth. The news is there to pretty much keep you busy. The sports, TV, shows, all that is to keep you all busy in preparation. And in the background, they're working on externalization of the hierarchy, bringing in the fallen angels into this realm. All this being set up, and it's going to happen in one day. And what they're trying to do, and they're doing a good job at it, is reveal to you the worthlessness of not only religion, but they're trying to show you the worthlessness of all governments worldwide. They want you to know that these governments are worthless. They want you to know about the Illuminati. They even had a question on Jeopardy, or an answer, and then you give the question, about the Illuminati on Jeopardy. You see, you'd say, well, what'd they do that for? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they want you to know about them when they're say that they've been defeated. And when everybody says, what's the Illuminati? I don't know. Let's go check it out. And that's what the purpose is, to show you how worthless the governments are, because they have what's called the dialectic. They have the solution. They provide you the problem, and that's despotic government. And we got the solution, world peace. Which do you want? Well, both of them are evil. It's the tricky part, you see. So they revealing themselves on the evil side. It's not bankers. Bankers are throwaways, dime a dozen. Using them as the throwaway boys. That's what it's for. You know, it's really tricky how these people operate. Well, family, you know, we could cover news and all that, but you got what the CEO commits suicide by shooting himself with a nail gun. CEO. You have four bankers killed in 1 week, suicided. Yeah, you know, so I tried to tell, I've been telling all along the Freemasons that once they have total control, they will start the execution of all Freemasons. And I try to link it up with these deaths of these microbiologists in the past, with the bankers that's being killed, that this is part of what we're talking about. Right now they need the Freemasons to control up to a certain point till they have total control, then they'll start killing them. So where's all this coming from? What's been the past about this all along? William G. Carr talks about it. One of the few truth tellers, Nesta Webster, talks about it. But these things going on today give people mixed messages. People need to seek Jesus because it's the will of the Almighty, not because people are scared and need his refuge. These people sometimes irk me because every one of them believe that they're invincible. They put Jesus off because they're thinking, oh, it's only the Antichrist, or it isn't Jesus yet, or whatever. So they continue their walk in Satan, with Satan, and they dig their heels in deeper. There's going to be a time when Jesus is going to stop his patience, and all souls will be lost that haven't taken him as their Savior. No one knows when Jesus will be here, though. But man's creating his own loss. You know, wars and revolutions have been forced upon the masses. And the masses are talked about goyim. That's what we are, they consider. And these are the means by which the synagogue of Satan, which we're dealing with today, they intend to make those they plot to subjugate, to destroy their own forms of government and religion so they can be enslaved under Luciferian dictatorship. That's what's going on today. By revolution, armed revolution, it sets them up to be taken over by another dictatorship. So we get to overturn our own. So they're balkanizing already. Watch. Our states to start pulling away. That's called Balkanization. Balkanization. I saw it happen and saw the results of it when I was in Kosovo for 5 years. I lived there for 5 years. But I saw what happened after a country was torn down because of this and then rebuild again, what they had to go through. I saw that from the ground up. I was in the middle of it. And we have tear it down here in America. We have tear it down in Kosovo, Serbia, Kosovo, and then build it back up again, but put the mafia back in charge under our control, the UN. Al-Qaeda running loose out there when I was there. We control Al-Qaeda. Oh, yeah. The only way to prevent them from carrying out this diabolical plan through its logical conclusion is to refuse to become involved in any more wars and revolutions under any circumstances. It's to require individuals to practice passive resistance to authorities who would force them into a war. That's way against my grain. But I see what's going on. I once held at one time about conscious objectors and contempt. I considered them cowards, traitors to the country, long-haired, pot-smoking hippies. I considered them failed, people who failed to appreciate the benefits of citizenship it gave them. But I realize now, after studying this Luciferian conspiracy from all angles, that what God really meant when he gave us a command, thou shalt not kill. He didn't qualify the command by saying killing on a mass scale, but wars and revolutions can be justified. It's what's been done. Major General Smedley D. Butler retired, died in 1940, but before he died in 1932, he wrote, "War is a racket." He was asked to lead a revolt against FDR. Of course, he wasn't aware that FDR was part of that to justify martial law. But instead, General Butler blew the whistle to Congress about the plans to overtake America. Family, it's a Luciferian agenda. It's not Jewish. They use some Jews. It's not Vatican. They use the Vatican. Or even the Illuminati. Or is it Khazarian? As one of my chat members here says, it's a Luciferian agenda. Using all the above, all the below, whatever you want to call it, that I've mentioned. Absolutely. Adam Weishaupt designed this agenda, channeled, Jesuit. May the 1st, 1776, he completed it. They needed the initiation to get it in order, get it working. That was the purpose of the Declaration of Independence, to justify martial law. We never won our freedom. We continued to be a colony, but we did get incorporated, by the way. United States of America Incorporated. That's just the name. Dummy Corporation. We remained under control of the monarchy even to this day. China owns a lot of our debt anyway. But Weishaupt set this plan up with the genius of the fallen angels and being channeled. He planned in that period of time that wars and revolutions would be forced on the goyim, that's us, so that those who direct the conspiracy to take up world domination, but they would proceed toward the goal in peace. But they would make us fight while they sit back and cheer us on from the sidelines. That's why young boys are dying for nothing. They come up with the enemies. The Vatican, all the way back to the 6th century, the Vatican, 300 years in the making, because of 325 AD, Council Nicaea, Constantine, a pagan, The Vatican created the religion of Islam from nothing. The Vatican created Islam. Before that was ancient mystery schools of religion. Mithraism, Shamanism, Zoroastrianism. Then a religion called Christianity was formed. The first pope, with some of the pontifex, was Constantine. And then to contain the children of Ishmael and those Arabs that did not convert to Roman Catholicism, the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. Around the 10th century, give or take, the Vatican funded the invasion of northern Africa for the Muslims under about three conditions. Fast forward. I ain't going to go into detail right now. The invasion of the North American continent took place in 1492. After the Vatican murdered up to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. So by year 1400, 200 years of mass slaughter and murder, people want to move out of Europe into the North American continent. That was the purpose of it all along. North America continent was planned for hundreds of years later to be the melting pot of the world by design. Sir Francis Bacon, as I mentioned a little earlier, I believe, had made the plans for New Atlantis in the 16th century. All this is orchestrated. Brings us up to date. All this is linked up together, by the way. So by the year 1760, Weishaupt had then put into place a world revolutionary plan that extended itself from 1776, listen, to 1945. And the one that forwarded that plan, Adam Weishaupt to Manzini, Manzini to Albert Pike. Albert Pike then planned in 1870s, three world wars, two Russian revolutions, and he extended the plan for continuity from 1870 to 1945 completion. It went exactly to plan. A few problems along the way. They weren't able to secure the North American continent in 1943, but they continued on. Brought the Nazis over. They founded CIA. Adolf Hitler, who was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, second cousin to Stalin, and second cousin to Churchill. Adolf Hitler, Roman Catholic, all second cousins, came to America in about the mid-1940s. He died in 1966. You heard me. All this is connected. And amazing stuff. They're all cousins, too. But going back, Weishaupt, who planned all this in detail, said that those who direct the conspiracy shall arrange makers so that even the nations who are victorious in a war shall benefit or annex additional territory. So can any person informed deny that this policy is not followed to the letter in World War I, World War II? And on the other hand, communism has been kept up in size and strength until it equal in power to the rest of the world. As I mentioned about Korea, that's part of it. Amazing, isn't it? You know, it's true that in revolutions that's fomented to put communism where it stands today, oh, Reagan lied. It never ended in 1987. That's the biggest bunch of baloney ever was. It's fomented where it stands today. The masses, the Goyim, that's us, were made to fight each other. But those to usurp power, like Lenin, who was a student of the Weishaupt ideology, never got involved in the actual fighting except by accident. It's also another strange fact that if the top-level agent tours of the synagogue of Satan He got caught while engaged in subversion or fomenting revolutions. They were never shot, but invariably imprisoned, only to be subsequently released. There's no such thing as impeaching the president. It's to placate the American public. Well, you say, wait a minute now, Nixon was impeached. Mm-hmm. He is impaired. Impeached and impaired and then released by his cousin Ford. They play the game. They always get over. That's how it works. Because they're all family. And so this is so they could continue the subversive activities in the background. Soldiers and police were supposed to preserve law and order, protect the weak from criminal elements, those who refuse to accept the moral code and natural laws as adopted by civilized society. But the only reason the king and queen or rulers are supposed to exercise force is to maintain law and order. But if he abused his rights, the people then would set things straight, as were done by the Magna Carta. But under God's law, Romans 13, it was never intended they should destroy dynastic rule. But so the way they get us to do it is by forming an armed revolution, which has never worked in our history. It's never worked. The protocols are learned out of Zion. They boast about leading the Goyim into making this mistake. They cause them to abandon their only protection against those who claim to deliver them from the old oppressors. Lead them to a new, subjection of totalitarian dictatorship. The Jesuits formed the protocols, but through Adam Weishaupt, certainly did, May the 1st, 1776, and they needed the Revolutionary War, April 19th, 1775, to stir the pot and then declare it. We're in it. Jesuits formed the plans as directed by the Illuminati. The Illuminati was formed by Weishaupt formally, but the royal families, listen, family, the royal families that makes up the Illuminati, they can trace their roots all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. So in the 1700s, they were formally arranged as the Illuminati. But the bloodlines go all the way back to the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. Egyptian hybrids. The tribe of Dan. Disinherited from the 12 tribes of Jacob because of their desire and lust for power. Warring attitude. Got kicked out of the pool. Get out of here. So they became Jewish merchants. The house of Saud, Saudi Arabia, and other areas, Khazars, Ashkenazi. Satan got a hold of the tribe of Dan. Family, the tribe of Dan, on the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II, the 13th tribe. They got the eyes on America and the mineral resources here. After all, you need mineral resources for Nephilim. Uh-huh. Barium oxide, high range of nitrogen. Change the atmosphere for their hybrid beings to come about from under the ground. Yeah, buddy. They got to change as above, so below. That's what's going on today. People don't realize that. They got to change the atmosphere. Barium oxide, nitrogen was heavy in the days of Noah. A little alchemy going on today. As above, so below. The Illuminati will work to shoot some of these statements full of holes that as you go along and people start saying the same things, but the fact remains that the Illuminati's dividing ourselves into opposing camps and aimed at made to fight and kill each other in order to solve political, social, economic, or other problems, false flags, dialectics. We're no nearer a solution than now than they ever were. Just doesn't make sense that Christians can be divided into opposing camps and still kill each other by tens of millions without having the slightest personal animosity for one another. It's created. In World War III, the children of Ishmael will eventually end up fighting the children of Isaac and Jacob, and the Illuminati is going to take over when they defeat each other. The Illuminati comes up. That's the second seal leading to the mid-tribulation. The second seal, once it's broken, is World War III, the Red Horse. That's the real World War III. You know, a Satanist, actually she's followed by Ron Paul and Rand Paul Ryan or whatever his name is. Anyway, not important. But she says, Ayn Rand, Luciferian, evil to the absolute core. She said in her book, that's a textbook of the Illuminati and their strategy, she wrote Out the Shrugged, 1957. Secretly, symbolically, that book was specifically designed to be a textbook under a fictional storyline. Ayn Rand was a mistress near the mattress of Philip Rothschild. She is tasked by the Illuminati to write this playbook for the World Revolutionary Plan and put it into a fictional form, but in reality, it's exactly their textbook. She said, quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime, that sounds familiar, that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws." And as the dialogue goes on, quote, "But pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. And you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on the guilt." Now, as the storyline goes, "Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, it'll be much easier to deal with." Unquote. That's a quote from the dialogue of the book. And that tells them what they do. In other words, they'll tell your little pagan children to get the book Out the Shrugged as a textbook and read it and learn its precepts, strategies. So they'll execute them when they become adults and are put in positions of power. And this is how the story goes. And they control most all opposition. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and you have rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent." Where's God in all this? He's not around. And that's why they had to kill Gandhi, JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Because after Malcolm X's return from the Middle East, he found out that Islam, in its original form, was a peaceful religion. That was the hook that the Vatican, when it created Islam, to pull people in, because they rejected Roman Catholicism in the 6th century and before. So it created a religion for them, called it Islam. Made it peaceful to pull them in. Then they funded their invasion with their own leaders that they put in place under a patriotic banner Yeah, that's how it works. Acquired Northern Africa, Jerusalem. However, the Muslims wanted to go on into Europe. Pope said, no, it's not part of the game. And they said, yeah, we're going to anyway. So the Vatican had to form the Crusades to stop what they'd started already. Now you know the story on that one. Satan's been a busy boy. So, fast forward to 1920s. The Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood through a Freemason by the name of Al Banna. He's Egyptian. I call him Al Banana. He created the Muslim Brotherhood as a cancer within Islam. And you can only imagine that where Al-Qaeda came from. And to get the Jews all stirred up, the Vatican created Zionism in 1897. To get the ones, listen now, you're not going to like this, but those who rejected Roman Catholicism in the 16th century, the Vatican used a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther to create a religion, and they called it Protestantism, to pull in those that rejected Roman Catholicism in the 1500s. And then, because of the massacres going on by the Vatican, the Protestants said, we want our religious freedom. They opened the doors with an avatar by the name of Columbus in 1492 to lead the way for those who want to escape bondage from Europe of being murdered by the Vatican to go to the New World. That's what happened. They create a religion, a path, and a reason. Why? To make the North American continent later, centuries later, as a melting pot of the world. That's their plan. It's worked. Designed that way. Matter of fact, I got a direct quote from FDR confirming this. March 4th, 1939. About infesting America with all the aliens. And we are aliens. The Indians and the Mexicans were here first, period. Oh, by the way, they got bronze skin. Anyway, so Malcolm X found out Islam, its raw form, its original form, was peaceful. He came back with a different attitude. They wanted to use the black Muslims with the Black Panthers to fight another Jesuit organization called the KKK, to start a civil war in 1960s. Now you got it? But Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy thwarted that plan. Amazing stuff. So, what do we have in the place? A man who says he's neutral, but in reality helps the synagogue of Satan. Maintains a balance of power. So when the Goyim are thrown at each other's throats again in World War III, the sides will be more or less equal, therefore able to fight a more prolonged destructive war. It kind of seemed to me that we would become heroes defending a principle, but nah. Passive resistance. They want to fight. They want discord. Order out of chaos. Certainly, the Vaudois and the Waldenses protested before Martin Luther, but they were not organized. Protestantism organized them. That's what Martin Luther was for, to have an organization, something to hang on to. We're not talking about just protesting. We're talking about an organization, a movement. That's what it's all about. Amazing stuff. You know, the ones that, see, Martin Luther lived. John Calvin, another murderer, lived. But what happened to Erasmus? Tyndall, Wycliffe? Hoo-hoo, they got hammered. They were acting outside the Vatican. That's why. And the Christians that fall away, they were targeted. The Vaudois, the Waldenese, the Anabaptists, and the Pope went after them. Big time. It's amazing the story, how they've kept the history. But now you see the thing is they're releasing the truth. And when you tell the truth, man, it's mind-boggling. Man, it makes you tired. It does, because you're like, wow, they didn't tell me this in school. But they keep us all busy. Y'all love golf? Football? Super Bowl? The Grammys, family, all these, literally, especially the half times of some of the football games, the ones that's international, national, large, are satanic rituals. Isn't that something? That's a hoot. That's how they do it. Right in front of our very eyes, they do rituals, incantations. And you certainly remember the one last year. And this year is no different. Family, now I've hit you all with a whole bunch of stuff tonight. And it's really, in kind of way, it's mind-boggling. But you got to know your enemy. And what they want us to do. So the human race is divided into two main camps as far as religion is concerned. There's one camp that believes in the existence of God. Those in the other camp deny the existence of a supreme being of any kind, and belief in the existence of God automatically includes belief in supernaturally good, God and evil, devil, spirits, which influence men's minds for good, evil purposes. Atheists, on the other hand, do not believe in the existence of supernatural beings. They argue that God has never been proven to exist. Most atheists base their beliefs on the principle that there's only one reality, matter. I guess matter matters. The blind force of matter, referred to as energy, evolved into vegetable, animal, man, whatever. They deny the existence of a soul and the possibility of life in another world after the death of our mortal bodies. Tribulations are going to come here to wake people up. It's going to take that because we have been so brainwashed. So brainwashed. That's almost beyond imagination. And we don't like being told that either. Do we? No, don't like that. Me brainwashed? How dare you? Since the day we were born. This world revolutionary movement, its relationship to the existence of a continuing Luciferian conspiracy, directed against God and man, it's by those who comprise the synagogue of Satan on this earth. What it's all about. Talks about in the King James Bible. How you've fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you're cut down to the ground. And family, it's not talking about the King of Babylon either. It's ridiculous. Mighty though you were against the nations of the world, for you said to yourself, I will ascend to heaven and rule the angels. I will take the highest throne. I will preside on the Mount of Assembly far away in the north. I'll climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High. His pride and ego overrid his common sense of a fallen angel. The wicked man conceives an evil plot, labors in dark details, and brings to birth his treachery and lies. You see, sins lurk deep in the hearts of the wicked. And I do want to add something. In fact, the synagogue of Satan, as one of my chat members says, does not refer to Jews only, but to those who claim to be Jews and are not Jews. These ones that's orchestrating this, they have no fear of God to hold them back. Instead, in their own conceit, they think they can hide their evil deeds and not get caught. Everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They're no longer wise and good. They lie awake at night to hatch their evil plots. They think the Jews have lost out. They have passed to the Gentiles. They call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews. All are equal today. Of those except Jesus Christ, that is. This is very important. There's going to come a time you're going to have to make a decision. It's not based on family. It's not based on country. It's not based on religion. It's not based on my belief that whatever I believe is true. No, it's already laid for you. King James Bible tells you. There's no other Bible. Lord, listen to my complaint. Oh, preserve my life from the conspiracy of these wicked men, these gangs of criminals. They cut me down with sharpened tongues. They aim their bitter words like arrows straight to my heart. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. Suddenly the deed is done, yet they're not afraid. They encourage each other to do evil. They meet in secret to set their traps. He'll never notice them here, they say. But they keep a sharp lookout for opportunities of crime. Spend long hours with their endless evil thoughts and plans. For the wicked shall not rule the godly, lest the godly be forced to do wrong. Which side are you going to be on? When you start telling the truth and pulling out this matrix that we're in, people think you're crazy. But now people are starting to come around. Starting to come back and say, you remember we told me this some time ago? Yeah, what about it? Will you tell me that again? You know, and guess what? You do. Because it's going to happen. They know what these people say. They keep track. NSA keeps track. I don't really see a problem with it. No whatsoever. I said many times they want to put a camera in my house. They'll just let me know. I'll help put them in there. You know, I don't care what they look. Now, if they're into that bathroom thing, I don't know about that. That's a real kinky. I don't really care what they look at, see, or do whatever. Just leave my computer alone. You can look at what you want to in it. I ain't got nothing to hide. Matter of fact, it's a double-edged sword, man. Because when they see, hear the true word of God spoken through the Bible, they are responsible because they've heard it. So listen all they want. As long as I'm speaking from the Bible. Research gives you the human side of it. But if it contradicts the Bible, something wrong. Discernment, wisdom. But knowing the action of the enemy. Enemy is Lucifer. Using human counterparts, you might say. Family, spiritual warfare is your weapon. That's the bottom line. The wheat and the tares, God will separate them. How does God separate? By becoming born again. You accepting Jesus as your Savior. That's how He does it. Truly repenting of your sins. If you're a Freemason, you're not bound to that oath. but you have to renounce it. Now, my website, watchmanforjesus.com, talks about other broadcasts I have. I'm on my own network and I operate Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, Monday nights only, 8 to 10, obviously you're here, with RevelationRadioNetwork.org, and I appreciate that. Then Tuesday to Fridays, nighttime, in addition to the 4 to 6, I have Bible studies, 7:30 to 9, Tuesday to Friday. I get archives of both Bible studies and broadcasts. You have archives here on Revelation Radio with this program. And you can download those. Family, the idea is to stay up. To stay up with the Word of God. That is the bottom line. You're going to need it. Right now, everybody is all attached to Fukushima. They're attached to GMO products, Agenda 21, military takeover of the U.S. government, and on and on and on. They're attacking our own troops. Our own Pentagon is orchestrating destruction of our own troops at the highest level. Now, how about that? And nobody's doing anything about it. Everybody's got under a blood oath of Knights of Malta. They know the Russians are here. Man, you can't say the Russians are coming. No, they're already here. They've been here a long time. Chinese are already here, thanks to Clinton and Carter, his cousin. Costco, Panama Canal, Mexico, and Costco with Long Beach Naval Base with Clinton. China Gate with Clinton and Carter and the whole rest of them. Family, do you see what this really is? We were put on this earth to glorify, to worship God. That's it. And to work for each other. God don't have a reserve, a heaven reserve, and currency. He doesn't have computers. The technology is going to go away when tribulations begin. You're not going to have technology. It's not going to be around. They're planning like in the year 2045 or 2050, whatever. There's a certain point in time God pulls the curtain. They're not going to make their plans work. It's going to fall flat. And you're in it. The tribulations have not begun. Oh, and that's the worst part. Is that not that it hadn't begun? No. But the worst part is you've got a lot of these preachers, prophets, whatever. They can't make up their mind whether in the sixth trumpet, the sixth seal, or whatever it is. Blood moon. Hagee's wrong, man. Dead wrong. He's got a whole book just baloney. Blood moons. There's nothing to do with nothing. Feast of Tabernacle. Yet to happen. That's it, man. None of these feasts. Blood moons. None of that stuff. You know the Zionist, the Star of David? Man, there's nothing about God on that thing. The Star of David is a hexagram used for sacrifice, human sacrifice, and witchcraft. And we're no better. I hate saying this, but it's true. We got 50 pentagrams on our flag. The flag itself is occultic. The Arabs, Muslims. Half moon is Allah, moon god. The star with the moon, the green, that's Satan, man. You see, what Satan did, what took the division that God caused at the Tower of Babel, from then on, Satan organized wars for us to fight each other. That's what sovereignty is all about. Sovereignty was designed by Satan. God's not going to have any sovereignty except one. Everybody under one, under Jesus. Well, Satan's going to do the same thing, but a short time. That's what it's all about. It's always been that. Patriotism, sovereignty is our idols. That's all idols. Well, that's radical. But that's what happened. So everything I've been talking about the past 2 hours has showed you how this has been set up all along. Go to Jesus, family. Go to Jesus. He's the only way. And don't wait around. Do it tonight. Don't wait. And what do I mean? I mean, getting on your knees and talking to him out loud. If you're a Freemason, renounce that blood oath. You're no longer under it. Stop going to those meetings. Get your wife out of the Eastern Star. That's a satanic Baphomet. Upside down star. It's a satanic Baphomet. Get your girls out of Demolay. I mean, the Rainbow Girls. And the Demolay, get the boys out of there. Man, the secret society is going to take them down. You've cursed your generation. Four generations. God did not come, Jesus did not come to the world to condemn it, but to save it. Absolutely. However, when he comes a second time, he's come to judge. You're not going to stand before his throne and say, well, now look over here. I did this, I did that. I opened the door for an old lady. I gave money. It's not going to count with a hoot. You got two judgments. The judgment seat of Christ for those that are wheat. Those that have taken Jesus as Savior. Then you got the great white throne judgment. And that's only for the ones, the tares. And then your good works are looked at. But you're already heading to hell. Two judgments. And on the earth, seven trumpets and seven bowls. Seven seals contain the scroll. They seal the scroll up, and Jesus breaks one off at a time, the first 3.5 years. When that seventh seal is removed, then comes the wrath of God. And it won't be hailstones falling in Texas or whatever. It won't be some Red River in Pakistan. It'll be worldwide, and ain't nowhere anybody can go that's left over. Family, get right with God. And we're coming into the program here, I do believe. And it's liable to kick in here any time now. So family, join me in my broadcast also, 4 to 6 tomorrow. Bible study, 7:30 to 9. You'll find it at my website, watchmanforjesus.com. Watchman for Jesus. I got a Facebook too. Watchman for Jesus. This has been brought to you by Revelation Radio Network. And for that, we appreciate the opportunity we have. I appreciate y'all coming by. Look to Jesus, not man. Man's not going to solve it. Man hadn't worked it out since the beginning of time, and ain't going to do it now. So I think that it's going to cut off here in a minute. And appreciate y'all stopping by here. And be sure to join me on my website. Join me on my broadcast, my Bible studies, if you'd like. Visit the Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, and participate there. And family, just look up and be ready. And may God bless you all. It's about seeking truth and putting mankind behind you, and putting Jesus in front of you. That's what it all boils down to. So y'all have a good night tonight, and I believe any time now, it's going to stop. So be sure tomorrow, and if you have any questions, my email, you can locate it, tgambletom@yahoo.com. That's tgambletom@yahoo. Or the contact on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. Send me the info. I'll pick it up on Outlook, whatever you like. Any suggestions, any comments?
Thank you for using
Blog
Talk Radio.
Y'all have a great evening.
Goodbye.